أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayat of Surah Bani Israel, also known as Surah Isra. This surah, by and large, is a Makki surah. That is, it was revealed before the hijrah of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This ayah is known to us with regards to the Isra and the Mi'raj of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without going into much detail regarding the Isra and the Mi'raj of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will concentrate more on the ayah in itself. Is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here in this ayah, number one of Surah Bani Israel, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the first part of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's journey. And that first part is known as the Isra, that is from Makkah Mukarramah to Masjid al-Aqsa or Bayt al-Muqaddas. And then the second part of the journey from Bayt al-Muqaddas through the seven skies, the Sidratul Muntaha, the Arsh of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and the return is known as the Mi'raj of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about in Surah An-Najm. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the first part of the journey. When did this journey take place? There are variants of narrations beginning with up to 5 years before the hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that goes on with different opinions up to 6 months before the hijrah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, there is a great amount of ulama of sirah that have agreed that the Mi'raj and the Isra of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taken place after our mother Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha's demise. And her demise had taken place in the 10th year of the, not the hijrah, of the nubuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Talib had passed away in the narration 3 or 5 days thereafter. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha had passed on. And all of this happened before the hijrah in the 10th year of the nubuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylam minal masjidil haram. Glory be to that being, that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who had taken asra. The word asra is derived from the word isra, and it means to take somebody on a night journey. And here Allah ta'ala brings this word asra bi'abdihi laylan in a very short portion of the night. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word abd. There are two very important aspects with regards to this word abd. One is, who is abd? Abd is a slave. And who is a slave? Nobody can say that a slave is that person that only has a soul and no body. A slave entails both a live, living person. And the understanding that is very clear, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had undertaken and was taken for this journey, both soul and body, physically, not in his sleep. That is the actual connotation of the word abd that has been brought over here. The other very important aspect of bi'abdihi, and Allah Ta'ala grant it to us also, that perfect subjugation to Allah, perfect servitude to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, lies in this quality of abd. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayhi, he narrates that on this journey, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala asked our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of the very many titles that I have granted you, which title do you love to be addressed by? He said, O my Allah, by this title of Abd. Why? Because there is perfect servitude, such certainty that a person is subjugated, submitted to Allah, and he is serving Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. On the other hand, we find another narration that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, and he was given the choice by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that I can make you a Nabi, there is no dispute, but be a Nabi, and together with Nubuwat, you'll be given kingdom. Or you be a Nabi, and together with Nubuwat, you become my Abd, my slave. He said, I choose Nubuwat, and I choose to become your slave, O Allah. So this is one very, very important aspect with regards to this verse, that it indicates both soul and physically the miraj had taken place, and secondly, it shows perfect servitude and a perfect relationship with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Min al masjid al harami ila al masjid al aqsa, it had been from masjid al haram to masjid al aqsa, and there Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam dismounted and he performed the salah for all the anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, an occurrence that had never taken place before, and an occurrence that will not take place after. Alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina, that Masjidul Aqsa, the surroundings of which we had blessed, both spiritual blessing and also material blessing. Spiritual blessing, the home of many anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, the graves and the qabars and the demise of many anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam had taken place in this vicinity, and also from the spirit, from the physical side, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed it with lush lands and grounds. Linuriyahu min ayatina, so that we may show him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some of our ayat, some of our signs. We just give him a glimpse. It was difficult times for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we put it into context, it seemed as though that the world had closed upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At that point in time, losing Abu Talib, losing his wife Sayyida Khatija radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the incident of Taif had just taken place. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opens the heavens for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Innahu huwa as-sami' al-basir, and certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is as-sami' all-hearing, and Allah ta'ala is al-basir, Allah ta'ala is all-seeing. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.